our announcer just don't want to talk for me on Mondays. So my name is Barbara Cockrell. Welcome to Declared Victory. Are there any first-time callers on the line? Well, welcome, family. Our deviants for today are as follows. As you know, today is Make It Happen Monday. This is where we do service acts and good deeds for someone as Christ would do. Let's be the Jesus that some people may never see. Tonight, you're invited to join us this evening for Marriage Matters for married couples and marriage hopefuls from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. You will hear real-life lessons and raw discussion as God planned for it to be. Thank you to those who have already signed up for the production team. There is still space for you if you're interested in joining the team and helping us in our fundraising efforts. Please contact Erica via inbox or respond to the post in the Victory Room. Lastly, family, if you have been blessed by the call and understand and believe in the global vision and you are led to partner with Declared Victory in changing lives one deed at a time, please visit the Victory Room private forum, the website, or the mobile app and click on donate. For all of you who have decided to give, we say thank you. And the people that you're going to bless also say thank you. Our prayer requests that have come over the phone this morning are from JC. She's asking for safe travel. She's going to Las Vegas for her and her Aunt Judy. Me Mary is asking for traveling grace for all the college students that are on their way home for Thanksgiving. Sister Gloria is asking for prayer for Amber. She's traveling home and for God's will in her life. Ruth is asking for strength for her husband, Kyle Willis. And Bully is asking for healing for all the DV family that have colds, flu, and all those symptoms. And I'm right in that bunch. Our online prayer request, hang on one second, bear with me. This morning we have a prayer request from Diamond Gale. She's asking favor in housing situation to meet deadline in Jesus' name. Also asking for safe travels. God's shield of protection during his deployment for Maurice. Peace of mind and see God's face at all times. He also has a praise report. Thank the Lord. Praise report. Uh-oh, my computer is stopped. Lord's mercy. I thank God for watching over me during my weekly visit with my mother. I put some food in her refrigerator. My son was sitting next to the front room window, but didn't pay much attention until I was leaving and he carrying the food out to my car. About 45 minutes to an hour later, he saw and told me that my trunk was open. Not just popped open, but by a good 10 inches. Apparently, I pressed the trunk release on my remote. It seemed that traffic couldn't pass by fast enough so I could get to my car. But bless the mighty Savior on the street of 58th and Shattuck in Oakland that my purse with everything in it and my friend's laptop was untouched. All I could say is hallelujah and thank you, Jesus. That's a praise report from Resilient Rosanna. Sister Tracy has a thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, this thing keeps moving. Sister Tracy is asking us to continue to intercede on her behalf. She has a court date on December 3rd, and she's trusting God. Our lineup for this morning is as follows. Scripture will be read by the Mrs. Our declaration will be by Pamela. Prayer warrior number one is Diane Templeton. Number two is Jeff. Number three is Tarina. And Ravonda will close us out today. I'll repeat that. Scripture will be read by the Mrs. Declaration by Pamela. Prayer warrior number one is Diane. Number two is Jeff. Number three is Tarina. And Ravonda will close us out. Please remember to mute your phones. We do record this call and we'd like no background noise. You can do that by pressing star 6 or your standard mute on your phone. May God give you a wonderful and blessed day as I pass the call to the missus.
Good morning. I will be reading Romans 8, 27 and 28, and it reads, "He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word as I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you so much, Barbara, for hosting the call, and the missus, thank you so much for the scripture. This morning, I'd like to talk about on the theme of the attributes of a thankful heart, or it could also be entitled Counting Your Blessings. So it's the attributes of a thankful heart or counting your blessings. And it comes from scripture that I'll be using will be Genesis 32 verses 9 through 10. This week we'll be celebrating the holiday of Thanksgiving. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, they kind of associate Thanksgiving more with, you know, a day to, you know, have a meal with turkey and a day for, you know, the Macy's Parade, a day where, you know, there's the football games that take place. And it seems like they focus on all of that rather than actually giving thanks. Sometimes we view Thanksgiving in these ways, but Thanksgiving is more than just a day. Thanksgiving is more about, you know, honoring God for who he is. For God is, you know, a God of promise, a God of kindness, a God of love and mercy and grace. And, you know, it's important for us to realize that it's more than just designating a calendar day for this day, but we should be having Thanksgiving and being thankful for who God is every day of our life. So often we're kind of focused more on, you know, what we're going to get out of Thanksgiving. Like you're going to get an extra day off of work. You're going to have that extra time with your family. You're going to get the sales at the store. In fact, nowadays, you know, they even have the sales starting on Thanksgiving evening. And I just think that's just horrible. Rather than waiting till Black Friday. And unfortunately, many people today, in all honesty, have no idea what true Thanksgiving is all about. You know, it's not just the day on the calendar, but it's more about a life of gratitude. It's more about a life of giving God the honor and the praise that's due to him. And so I really want to challenge everybody on the call that we just really, as we approach this day, that we really focus on being thankful and spend more time being thankful and not so worried about the things that we don't have, but the things that we do have. And so as I get into the declaration today, I really want to focus on Genesis, the 32nd chapter. And I want to share with you this story about a man in the Bible who endured so many things in his life, you know, some good, some bad, and any way, even though he endured these things, even, you know, God continued to bless him. Even though there were times that it seemed like he was not even deserving of it. But it's amazing that even though he was going through this, he was still very thankful. So let me read the scripture found in Genesis 32, 9 and 10. And Jacob prayed, O God, the God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, go back to your country and to your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I have only my staff when I crossed the Jordan, but now I have become two groups. Now, there's a custom in Africa, in Zimbabwe, and it's a custom to show your gratefulness. And this custom requires the recipient to extend two hands to receive whatever it is that they're giving them. And if you don't hold out two hands, it means you're not grateful or thankful for the gift that they're giving you, regardless to what it is. If it's a pen, if it's a dime, it's a nickel, whatever, they require you to extend two hands. And so as I read this scripture, it just kind of made me think about that custom. And it made me realize that Jacob basically was extending his two hands to God, showing his gratefulness and how thankful he was to God for all that he did. For Jacob was at a crossroad in his life. And even though he was facing this crisis, and despite the fact that he was uncertain about what his future would be, he was at this critical point in his life, but yet he found this moment in his life to lift up his hands in thanksgiving to God. And I just pray that as we approach Thanksgiving, that we'll be able to do the same thing, and even in the days to come and days after, you know, that we'll be able to think about the attributes of having a thankful heart. Now, when I look at the attributes of the thankful heart, I came up based on this scripture with three different attributes. You know, I look at how much is plaguing our world now, and, you know, how ISIS is, you know, you see the destruction that's happening in Paris and the violence that's happening there, and how, you know, even our children are being lured into websites and scams that are happening with our children on the web, you know, which we need to be really careful about this, because so often there's like people who are perpetrating children who are actually adults who are on the websites trying to lure our children. And this is just to go to show that, you know, we're living in a time where it seems like there's so much destruction, but it's really a time in which we need to be grateful and thankful of who God is and remembering what his promises is to us and realizing his blessing. And so when I think of the attributes of a thankful heart, it's remembering God's promises, remembering, you know, even though we're unworthy and not worthy of the promises, we need to realize that, you know, God continues to bless us. For this particular story in Genesis starts in chapter 25 when it talks about the birth of Jacob and how Jacob basically, you know, was a twin. And when we begin to read this chapter, and I really want to encourage you to do that, starting with chapter 25, it kind of is like the, you know, the beginning of a movie. You know, it's amazing how when you read the Old Testament, how it unfolds and how, you know, the stories just are so realistic and pertinent to what we go through today. For, you know, there's revenge when Esau and Jacob is having the conflict between them. You know, there's deception where the mother is deceiving the father as well as the son. You know, you see this plot that begins to unravel, this sibling rivalry that takes place between these two young men. You know, the father likes the son, the mother likes one of the other sons, and, you know, just all the things that are taking place within this family. And as a result, we find that Jacob basically deceives his brother, steals his brother's birthright. As a result of that, Esau plot, you know, says that he's going to kill Jacob. The mother plots to get Jacob out of the town, and so she sends him away to her brother's house, and where he resides and hides out from his brother. And many of you have read the story, but, you know, we also find, you know, once Jacob actually gets there to his uncle Laban's house, we find that Jacob is now falls in love with this woman, Rachel. He agrees to work 7 years for her hand in marriage. On the night of his marriage, his uncle basically deceives him and basically gives him a taste of his own medicine and switches Rachel off for Leah, which is the oldest sister, in which he ends up marrying. And then he negotiates for another 7 years to get Rachel's hand in marriage a week later. And so he's basically working for seven more years, for a total of 14 years. Of all of this trouble and carrying this load. And he's finally at the point where he's leaving to go back home, and he stops to pray. Now, how many of us would do that? It's like, you know, when you're going through so much trials and so much turmoil, you know, how many of us would actually just stop and begin to thank God for what he's done? So he bows down and he says, you know, God, I thank you. You know, you're the God of Abraham and Isaac. And you, when I came over here, I came with only a staff in my hand. Now I'm leaving with two tribes of people. You know, I have enough for two armies. You know, I have enough livestock and servants and people who are with me to form two groups of army. And he begins to realize that he's not deserving of any of it. And at that very moment when Jacob is standing at this crossroad in his life, you know, like I said, he does what a lot of people don't even think of doing. You know, here he's going through this trial in his life where he's fleed, he's gone to his uncle's, he's worked for 14 years for a woman's hand in marriage. He's now leaving to go back. He doesn't know if his brother's going to kill him. And he's on his way back, you know, scared. And he stops to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything that you've given me. But if you look at the very beginning of this particular text, he starts off basically saying, God, remember that you promised me to, that you would give to me, you know, that you would give an abundance into my hand. And sometimes it seems like when we're going through our situations in our life, it's important for us to begin to remember God's promises and to really reflect on what it is that God has promised us. Just like Jacob began to reflect on the promises that God had told him. So when he started to reflect on God's promises, it made him realize that God wasn't going to abandon him in that moment. God wasn't going to leave him because God actually had a promise for him. Sometimes we go through crossroads in our lives, and it's important for us to remember and to reflect on the promises that God has for us. So as we begin to develop that attribute of a thankful heart, one of the attributes is to begin to remind ourselves of God's promises. And as we come to, you know, the closing weeks of even this year, you know, we're not only coming to Thanksgiving, but, you know, the next holiday will be Christmas. And, you know, even in this holiday, you know, when people are constantly wanting things and looking to what they're going to get, you know, it's important for us to look to what God has already blessed us with and look to how we can be grateful and thankful for what God is doing. But the next thing that Jacob does in this particular verse, he not only looks at what God has promised him and he reflects on God's promises, but he also points out that he's unworthy. When you have a heart of thankfulness, it's important not to be, you know, a prideful person, but it's important for us to be people who are humble, people who, you know, realize that but for God, you know, we're basically not worthy of everything that God has done for us. And if it's not for, you know, the blessings of God and what God has done for us, you know, we would be nothing. And that's what Jacob did. He began to reflect and realize that he didn't deserve anything. You know, here he's leaving. He went into this country with just the clothes on his back and the staff in his hand, and now he's leaving out with this abundance. And he's beginning to realize how unworthy he is. As we reflect on God's blessing, you know, we need to look at how Jacob described himself. And the NIV basically says, it puts it this way. He puts it where it says, I'm small. I don't deserve these blessings. And so he's basically saying, you know, I'm undeserving. You know, we live in a society, it seems like, that, you know, people don't want to look at the fact that, you know, that you're not worthy of things, but yet we always want to look at the fact, you know, the society tells us that, you know, we don't need to thank others or thank God, but we need to thank ourselves because, you know, anything that we achieve in this world, it's because of our own doing. And, you know, we live in this world, in this society that, you know, tells us that, you know, you can accomplish and achieve everything, and anything that you do, you know, you don't owe anybody because it's all you. But see, the Word of God tells us differently. It's like God is our resource. God is our source. He is the one who provides for us. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's the one who is providing for us, and it's important for us not to forget that. It's important for us to, you know, continue to give thanks to God for everything and to realize that we're not worthy. There was a story of this young man who said, you know, I'm not able to do anything. And so the pastor basically said to him, you know, you need to be humble and realize God's greatness, and you need to be weak enough to understand God's strength. And he said that you're not nothing enough, which basically meaning that you have to allow yourself to be nothing in order to realize God's greatness. I hope that makes sense. but it's basically saying, you know, we're unworthy, and when we're in our being unworthy, we can see the strength and power of God. You know, like I said, it's God who basically is the one who gives us and provides us with everything that we have in our lives. And we need to look at that and begin to identify who God is and what he's done. The third thing, in order to show that we have a heart of thankfulness, is to count our blessings and to begin to realize that the things that we have come from God. You know, so often we fail to count our blessings. We look at the fact that, you know, oh, our house is too cold, but it's like, count your blessing and realize that you even have a house to live in and a roof over your head. Some people complain about the fact that, you know, oh, my car, the mileage is, you know, the gas mileage is too high. It drinks up so much gas. But, you know, we need to come to a point where we count our blessings that we even have a car, for so many people walk. And like I said, you know, the third attribute that we need to have is to realize God's blessing. So the three attributes are, number one, we need to acknowledge God's promises. We need to understand that we are not worthy and realize that we're unworthy of anything that God has given us and provided for us. And the third thing is that we need to identify and recognize God's blessings. And when you begin to focus on those three attributes, it's then that we can really begin to have that thankful heart. It's at that point that we can have that heart of thanksgiving. How do you count your blessings? You may not realize that our blessings are abundant. You know, the job that God's given you, the paycheck that you get, like I said, the fact that you have a roof over your head and food on your table. But I think the songwriter wrote it best and described it best when he wrote the hymn that says, when upon life's billows we are tempted, when upon life's billows we are tempted tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, for it is you'll be surprised at what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. It will surprise you what God has done. So as we come to a close, I really want to encourage you, as Thanksgiving approaches and even as it comes to a close and as we come to the end of this year, I want us to really begin to think about the gift that God has given us, you know, how he's blessed us with life, how he's blessed us with his son, how he's blessed us with, you know, clothes on our backs and our families and, you know, everything that he's done for us. And I want us to really focus on how to really truly thank him for everything as we count our blessings, as I pass the call.
Dear God, I thank you for another day of your mercy. Oh God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for your son who died on the cross for my sins and the sins of the world, for the shedding of his blood. God, he took my place. And for that, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. God, I thank you for life itself, for the breath of life. I thank you for allowing me another chance to get it right, another day to do better than yesterday, another day to share the love of Christ with someone, another day to just be grateful, grateful for life itself. Oh God, I'm so grateful for this call
I'm so grateful for the family that you formed on this call. I'm so grateful, Lord God, for each one on this call and for their life today. I'm so grateful that we're able to come before you for ourselves and intercede on behalf of others. I'm so grateful for the love on this call. God, I thank you. I thank you today for each one on this call and the connection that you have made between us, oh God. It could not have been possible without you. God, I just thank you for Dion and her obedience, Lord God, for yielding to your call, to form this call in the name of Jesus. God, I just bless her. Bless her indeed, oh God, from the crowns of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her mom, Miss Jackie, her grandmother, Miss Sadie, and her children, oh God. You said you've given us everything to sustain life, not lacking anything. Let her not lack for anything, but God, meet her every need. And Father God, I just thank you for all those who poured into her life. Just the Tanya, God, bless her indeed. Oh God, I just thank you for these people on the line. Each and every one is important. God bless them indeed, and all of those who bring forth the declaration, who share their hearts, oh God. Bless them in Thanksgiving season. Father God, but the true blessing is you. It's about you, Lord Jesus. It's about you. You are the center. You are the center of our joy, our love, our peace. God, I thank you for the propitiation that you've given us. Let us be mindful each day we live, oh God. I thank you. I thank you for watching over us and protecting us as we slept last night, as we rested, God, for bringing us to the dawning of a new day, for giving us life, breathing the breath of life in us again. I thank you for our children, oh God. Bless them and bless them indeed. Father, place your hedge of protection all around them. God, I lift up each and every one that asked for prayer this morning. Father God, I thank you for Ruth's husband, oh God. Father, I just pray that you give him strength today, for you are our source of light. Let him draw strength from you. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Bubby asks for prayer for the Victory family, for all of those who are under attack of colds and flus, oh God. God, strengthen their body, strengthen their health today. Just bless them indeed. Father God, and for all those who are traveling this holiday season, JC, me, Mary is asking for prayer for the students who are traveling. Gloria is traveling home. And for Gail's son who's been deployed, God, we're asking for safe traveling for each of them, Maurice. God, I just pray for your traveling grace and mercy for all of those who are traveling this holiday season, including my family, oh God. God, I thank you for the blessing of Thanksgiving. Father God, it's a day that we give thanks to you, for you are our source of life. Father God, we thank you for life itself. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, your people, oh God. God, would not be necessary if it had not been for you who gave your life that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And let us have a grateful and thankful heart this season, for you are the one who made it possible. God, I just thank you for those. Thank you for Sister Barbara for greeting the missus for that scripture in Romans, Father God. And I thank you for each and every intercessor on this call. I thank you for Sister Pamela for that declaration on counting your blessing with a thankful heart. Father God, I thank you for Jeff and Serena and Ravonda who will follow me, oh God. Just bless them indeed. Bless every word that comes out of their mouth, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is my prayer to you in Jesus' name as I pass the call.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. Lord God, you woke us up this morning, Lord God, with our hearts and minds focused on you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, because you first loved us, Lord God. So, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for your love, Lord God, as we pray and we ask, Lord God, that you fill us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Endow us, Lord God. Hallelujah. With a fresh anointing, Lord God, of love, Lord God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for that declaration this morning, Lord God, reminding us to be thankful, Lord God, to be grateful, Lord God. Hallelujah. To live our lives, Lord God, with a heart of gratitude, Lord God. So, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you. Another opportunity, Lord God, to cry out to you and to praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we love you, Lord God. And we need your power, Lord God. So, Lord God, thank you, Lord. I ask, Lord God, that you fill us, Lord God, with a fresh anointing, Lord God, of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that will, hallelujah, that will empower us, Lord God, with the ability to love and to live our life, Lord God, from a place of gratitude. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, we're approaching the end of another year, Lord God, another physical year, Lord God, and it seems to be so much darkness in the world, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. But, Lord God, you are the light. You are the sunshine in our lives today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for all that we have, Lord God. We thank you for all that we have, Lord God. Lord God, Jesus, we just want to love you, Lord God. We just want to be obedient, Lord God. Lord God, we just want, hallelujah, for your will, Lord God, to be done in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, I didn't hear every prayer request this morning, Lord God, but I stand in agreement, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. For every prayer request, Lord God, believing, Lord God, that the prayer shall be answered, Lord God, according to your will. Lord God, we thank you for your word, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that tells us, Lord God, to enter your gates, Lord God, with praise, hallelujah, thanksgiving, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord God. Help us to see, oh, Lord God, help us not to be moved, Lord God, by what we see, the wickedness around us, Lord God. But help us, Lord God, to stand on your word, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. We love you, Lord God, and we need you, Lord God. And we just, hallelujah, we just want our lives, Lord God, and our actions, Lord God, our behaviors, Lord God, to reflect, oh, hallelujah, the gratitude, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you instilled in us. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for your peace, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. I lift up our marriages to you this morning, Lord God. And I say thank you, Lord God, for the love and the respect, Lord God, that we have for each other, Lord God, from spouse to spouse, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up every marriage, Lord God, connected to this Declare Victory prayer line, Lord God. And I lift up every marriage, Lord God, hallelujah, in the United States, Lord God. I lift up every marriage, Lord God, hallelujah, in this world, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to remember that we've entered a covenant, Lord God, with each other, Lord God, and also with you, Lord God. And I say thank you, Lord God. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, that hallelujah, Jesus, for the love and the nurturing, Lord God, that we have for each other, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for our marriages today. I thank you, Lord God, that we, hallelujah, we are victorious, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. In every area of our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that we're free to love, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the power, Lord God, that we're free to love our neighbors, Lord God, as we love ourselves, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, there's so much that we can be grateful for, and that we are, oh, thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning, Lord God. We heard the declaration this morning, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to search our hearts, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to die. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to die daily, Lord God, that we may better live unto you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to present our bodies, Lord God, unto you, Lord God, as living sacrifices, Lord God, in thanksgiving, Lord God. These things I pray, Lord God, in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, lifting up President Obama and his family, his wife Michelle and his two daughters, Lord. Protect them and keep them safe, Lord. Protect the Vice President of the United States also, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you at a time that our nation is struggling with wars, identity, cohesiveness, and most of all, struggling with faith. Lord God, firstly, I would like to thank you for what we do have. Thank you for the earth and all its beauty and majesty, and thank you for providing us with the air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat that nourishes us each day. Thank you that we have your help and the Holy Spirit when we come to you in prayer. Thank you for sending your son Jesus who died for our sins, so though him we may be forgiven. Thank you for our lives, and we pray that each day we find ways to honor you. Father, I call out in prayer as a voice of our city and country so that the leaders honor you and make fair and just earthly laws that give honor and glory to you. I ask, Father, for your revival of faith in the United States, in our churches, places of business, homes, halls of government. Father, pray for the salvation of those that don't know you or have rejected you by their free will, out of past hurt or anger at people who have claimed to represent you. I pray that they will come to find you. Father, I pray over the military generals, leaderships of the United States, so that they might make good and just decisions for the United States and do only what would honor you, Father. Holy Spirit, come over them and act as a shield and strength and against the armies of darkness try to infiltrate into their ranks. Allow them to make right decisions at the right time, and the strength to do so. Bless the soldiers in the field fighting for the United States. Be with them to protect them. Allow them to know the right from the wrong when ordered and to follow you, Father, and your guidance. as I pray and lift up the names of the declared victory, the soldiers that's serving our country. Lord, I cry out for Isaiah Ramirez, Tamara Hope, Lord Mario Oliver, Devin Cook Oliver, Janice Stripling, Angelica Renee Ramirez, Zechariah Stewart, Tristan Hutchinson, Jarvis Jeffrey, Joshua Cheney, Jalon Jones. I pray over them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon all pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers, the spirit of counsel and might and wisdom and understanding, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord rest upon them, according to Isaiah 11:2. I pray that no weapon formed against them will not prosper. Father, thank you that our pastors are faithful and that they preserve them, that you preserve them, that they abound with blessings and do not grow weary in well-doing. I lift up all pastors and cover them with the blood of Jesus. Sickness and disease shall no way come near them, for they are redeemed from the curse of the law. As I pass the call over.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning, God, for just another day. Another day that you have made, God, and you have blessed us, Lord Jesus, to see this time. God, is a time that we've never seen before. Lord Jesus, we thank you for our families, and we thank you for how you have preserved us. And how you have kept us, Lord Jesus, God, even through difficult times. Lord, some are experiencing heaviness this morning or this time of season, Lord Jesus. God, only you know. And so, God, we just ask right now that you search every heart, Lord Jesus, and that you be a comfort right now, that you send your spirit to be a comfort to those who may not be well this morning. God, we thank you that you have been with us. God, that you have seen us through difficult times. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have been a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord, that you are the lifter of our head and that you bind the broken heart. We thank you for the portion of our health that we have, God, because we realize that somebody this morning didn't get up. Somebody this morning didn't answer to their name. God, somebody this morning, Lord Jesus, couldn't move. But, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our homes. Lord Jesus, whether we own them or rent them, God, we bless you for it this morning. And we have an attitude of gratitude this morning as we listen to the declaration. God, we bless you, and we thank you for all that we have. We come asking nothing, Lord Jesus, this morning, but to bless your name and to give you all the glory and to give you all the praise, because you are awesome. You're wonderful. You're magnificent, Lord Jesus. God, and you have always been in the middle of our stuff, whether it was right or wrong, you have been with us. God, I thank you that you haven't denied us. I thank you that you have opened doors that no man can close, Lord Jesus, and that you have closed doors that, you know what, you didn't want us to open. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have increased our bank account, that you've increased our thinking, that you have increased our hands, that you increased our profit, Lord Jesus, that you've increased our notoriety, that you have increased our character. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all of those things that we forget to thank you for. I thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, that we are worthy and that what you did, you did it because we are worthy. No matter how we think about ourselves, we have to remember that we are worthy of what you did for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our worth this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are and were worthy of what you did for us, and that we count it, we write it down, we remember it, we rehearse it, we think about it, God, and we thank you every day for what you did for us, Lord God, because it showed how much you loved us. And God, I thank you that we are lovable. I thank you that we're worthy. I thank you that we are the righteousness, that we're counted as righteous. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are the circumcision and that we worship you in the spirit and we rejoice in you, Christ Jesus, and we put no confidence in my flesh, our flesh. So when I don't feel, Lord God, I know that I have to walk by faith because I might feel something different tomorrow. We might feel something different tomorrow. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are the circumcision and we rejoice in you and we put no confidence in this flesh. So we are worthy today. By faith, we know we are worthy. And what you did for a people that you want to, that you wanted to bring close to you and to know who you were to them. And that we were no longer strangers and afar off, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that today we partake at your table and that we can sit down and we can rejoice in who you are to us and that we can walk worthy of who you called us to be. My God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for our lives, Lord Jesus. I thank you for what you have given us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have called us to be. For who you have called us to be. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that today we walk by faith and not by sight. I thank you today that we're not tripping off how we feel, Lord Jesus, because we're a people of faith. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the that death has been canceled. The sting of death has been canceled over our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that to die is gain. We bless you today, God, for what you have done for us. We lift our hands, Lord Jesus, in praise. We can call you Abba, Father. You are our dad. Lord Jesus, for those of us who haven't experienced the Father's love, God, we thank you for who you are to us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you're going to be. And yet have we seen, Lord Jesus, you do mighty works, God, by your hands in our families, on our jobs, Lord Jesus, in our eyes, God, in our sight. We have seen you do things, great exploits, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you that when our hearts are overwhelmed, that we can be led to you, who is higher than who we are and who anything else could be, Lord God. We bless you this morning, God, so we raise our hearts. And we raise our minds and we raise our hands to you, Lord God, because there's no one else and nothing else that we can search, Lord God, that can bring us the joy that you have brought us. Lord God, so we bow to you today and we give you honor and we give you glory, Lord Jesus. God, no matter where we are, Lord Jesus, we praise you. No matter if we're mourning, no matter if we're sad, God, no matter where we are emotionally, Lord Jesus, today we raise our hands to you and we praise you for who you are. And even as we take our phones off of mute, God, we bless your name and we give you all the glory and we give you the praise, Lord Jesus, because you are the only wise and living God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh
you're
God.
The only wise and living God. We bless your name for all that you have done for us today. And God, you have already rebuked the enemy. God, you already have fought our fight. God, you intercede for us. We know you make intercession for us to the Father. God, we bless you this morning, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, because there is none like you in all the earth.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, we bless you. My God, we bless you. My God, we praise you. My God, we give you the glory. Oh, my God. My God, we give you the honor. Oh, my God.
We adore you.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. You have been consistent in our lives. You've been constant in our lives, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
You've been constant in our lives, Lord Jesus. Thank you for never changing. Thank you for all knowing. Thank you for always present.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, God, we bless your name.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, watch over us, for healing us, for keeping us, Lord Jesus. God, we bless your name,
Jesus, the whole world, God, that we may be
thank you, God, when we weren't sure. Lord Jesus, we didn't know what to say to go. God, we thank you for being here.
Our palace and our Hallelujah.
God, you have been an ever-present help. Lord Jesus, you've been there all the time.
Jesus.
And the folks that you were working patiently in this life, God, we thank you for
Jesus.
Where you want us.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for giving us a choice.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my
Lord God.
God.
We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord God.
You're opening our hearts today, Lord God.
Jesus. Lord Jesus, for keeping our families together, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for holding us
in our hearts today, Lord.
Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God.
For giving us.
For the willingness, Lord God, in our hearts today, Lord.
Bless your name.
Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you,
we
Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord Jesus, for the dew being
for
fresh
keeping
every morning,
today,
Lord Jesus.
Lord God.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank
for what you
Jesus.
Have done for us.
Bless your name,
you redeemed
God.
Us, Lord
bless
God.
Your name.
Jesus.
Bless your name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord
thank
God.
You. Thank
God.
You, Lord God.
God.
For your
God.
Power, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your holiness,
you,
Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless your name,
hallelujah.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord God.
We cry out to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. For the footprints in the sand. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, give you all the honor and all the glory. Yes, Lord.
All the honor and all the glory. That are faced under the veil, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
We reverence you, Lord God. With our voices, Lord God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
God. Our behaviors, Lord God. Our conversations, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Depression, Heavenly Father. Anxiety, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Depression.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
In every area of our lives,
and Father,
God.
You have made us
in
you
every
made
area,
us
Lord God. Thank you. In our hallelujah, in our marriages, Lord God, hallelujah. In our relationships, Lord God, hallelujah. With our children, Lord God. In our relationships, Lord God, hallelujah. With our co-workers, Lord God. In our relationships, Lord God, hallelujah.
So that you may increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Bless
our jobs, our homes, things, our
not by your power, Lord God, not by your might, Lord God, but it's by your spirit, Lord God.
Oh, hide your work in our heart, oh God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, you have made our feet as high feet. Yes. Lord Jesus. God, you have made our feet as high feet, and you have strengthened us.
Hallelujah.
God, when it seems difficult, when our path, Lord Jesus, seems difficult, and when our hearts are overwhelmed, Lord God, we thank you for being our strength. God, you are our strength this morning, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
God, I thank you that our difficult places are what has strengthened us. God is what has built our character. God is the thing, Lord Jesus, that has given us the wherewithal. It's given us the tenacity, God, our difficult places. And God, we bless you this morning for every difficult place.
Yes, Lord.
Every difficult, oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every difficult place, we bless you for it this morning.
Have your way, oh God.
It's not about our food. It's not about our clothing. And it's not about our houses.
Yes.
It's not about the stuff. But we realize it's about you. And that if this thing that we have on the inside of us be hid, Lord Jesus, it's hid from those who need and need to know about who you are. Lord Jesus, so help us, God, that we may share this great gospel. This morning, God, we bless you. Oh, my God, I bless you.
Hallelujah.
God, I bless you this morning.
Hallelujah.
God, oh, Jesus, I bless you. God, I give you the glory. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all, open your mouth. Give him some glory this morning.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Somebody's in need this morning. Somebody's in
need. More of the hand I know, Lord. A wonderful comfort.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous peace.
Glory to your name.
No other God has ever served.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Oh, hi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus, we bless you.
Yes, Lord.
God, we adore you. God, we adore you.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God, we adore
hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
God, we adore you. God, we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. God, we adore you. We bless your name. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus.
We are the true and only living God. We worship you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you.
The blood of Jesus.
We bless you.
Everything you touch.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you the glory.
Yes. So God, we thank you that someone heard from you this morning, that someone was blessed, Lord Jesus, by the declaration, and someone was blessed because they were greeted this morning and felt like they were wanted. God, we bless you this morning. And so God, even as I close, Lord Jesus, I want, Lord Jesus, you to move on our lives as never before. God, that we will recognize, Lord Jesus, our worth and who we are, Lord Jesus, and even in this season where there may be a heaviness for some folks, God, that you will bring the joy, Lord Jesus, as never before. God, and we thank you, and I praise you as I pass the call.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To God be the glory, for whom all blessings come. now is the time that we've set aside for anyone to say good morning that haven't been able to say good morning yet.
Good morning, it's Deborah Yvonne.
Good morning, Deborah Yvonne.
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, this is.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning, was that Tim?
This is Tim now, yes.
Hey, Tim, brother Tim. Good morning, brother
Tim.
Good morning. Yes. All right. Y'all got some good Bay Area weather.
On the line?
Good morning, this is Raymond from Consider It Done Catering.
Hey, Raymond.
Good morning, Raymond.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Hey, Raymond, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
He's good.
We need to talk.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Good to hear you sound, brother Raymond.
Well, I'm kind of under the weather this week, but God blessed me to come up with my sermon for Sunday. Patience.
All right.
Amen.
If we don't have patience, we can't get too far.
I know that's right.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning,
Cindy. Good morning,
Cindy.
Good morning,
Cindy. Good morning,
Cindy.
Morning, Cindy.
Good morning,
Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy. Yes, Lord.
Good morning, family. It's Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Miss Franklin.
Good morning, Miss Franklin.
Good morning,
Miss Franklin. Did I hear somebody say Renee?
That would be me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Happy Monday, family.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Love y'all to death.
We love you more.
Love you.
Good
Anyone morning, else? This is Shannon.
Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Anyone else want to say good morning?
I'll say good morning again. Good morning.
This is Mrs. Ravonda. Good morning. I'm a little
good morning, Ms. Ravonda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll say good morning again.
Good morning, little one.
You sound like one of our little people.
It's Kyle.
Good morning.
It's Kyle.
Good morning,
what?
Kyle.
That's my grandbaby. Good morning, baby. Hey.
Good morning, it's Bridget. Let me head to the back of the house.
Good morning,
good
Bridget.
Good morning, Bridget.
We're trying not to go to the back of the house and get him this morning. You guys just wake up. Y'all have a phone call.
Good morning, it's Asaya.
Good morning, Asaya.
Good morning,
Asaya.
Good morning, it's Nyjah.
Good morning, Nyjah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Anthony. Well, I'd love to hear all y'all sound.
Yeah, I know they out of school this week, so y'all know they mad now.
Well, let them go back to sleep, but they had to say good morning to us.
Okay.
Well, I am so glad that we are all here this morning. And I just want to thank Pamela for her declaration as I pass the call back to her.
And thank you so much, Barbara. Thank all of you prayer warriors for praying and, you know, just blessing us so much, just powerful, powerful prayers. This morning, the declaration, I felt like I was rambling at times, but I really was led to, I had been studying the Book of Genesis. Our family actually has been in our family Bible study, and so that story of Jacob and Esau, and you know, just the whole dynamics of the family, and just the things that continually happen and, you know, how God just continued to bless them over and over again. And, you know, it made me really think about, you know, when I was preparing the declarations, like what, you know, I wanted to do something on being thankful, but I wasn't really sure what scripture. And, you know, everybody used like Psalms 100 or, you know, Philippians or, you know, being thankful. And then Pastor Lavelle used this, the other text in Luke that I was thinking of as well. And so then I thought, you know, the text in Genesis that relates to how Jacob, you know, went back and, you know, really humbled himself and thanked God for, you know, everything that he had done for him would be great, because that kind of speaks to me and what, you know, going on in my life. It's like, you know, we don't always live life like God wants us to, and there's always things that are happening, but yet God continues to bless us over and over again. So I felt led to do this particular declaration, and I hope you got something out of it. I'm going to open the line up for sharing, and if anyone would like to share before we get into questions, you know, what they got out of the declaration or what it spoke to them. Anyone like to share at this time? No one? No one got anything out of it? okay, so let's
we
start with the
We processing it, Pamela.
I understand. I understand, because it be that way sometimes. You know, when you look at Jacob's life, and, you know, I kind of talked about the three different attributes of being thankful based on that particular text of, you know, one being looking at God's promises, you know, and reflecting on his promises. Is there anyone who would like to share, you know, maybe something that God has promised you or something that God has spoken to you that you hold on to when times are rough in your life or when you're going through things in your life, you continue to hold on to that particular promise or that particular thing that God has spoken to you?
Hi, Pam. This is Deborah. Can you hear me?
Hey, Deborah. Yes.
Hi, I'm on Bluetooth. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. But I just want to say that there's been many promises that the Lord has given me. And as my faith walk increases in his word, he's given me scriptures to hang on to. So when any time doubt comes up to me, I go back to those scriptures, and then I remind him of the promises. And it keeps me going. And then as we go on in our faith walk, in our promises, he shows me the evidence, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence not seen. So then when he shows me the evidence, I say, okay, good Lord, I'm on track. It's coming. So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Oh, can you hear me? Thank you so much. Yeah, maybe it's a scripture. Maybe it's something that you hold on to that's just a scripture that helps you during your times, when times are hard. Anyone else would like to share? You know, I know for me, you know, I think of, you know, several scriptures that come to mind for me that, you know, I hold on to, you know, like Psalms 34:19, when it says a righteous man may have many troubles, but God delivers them out of them all. So it's kind of like, you know, I, when I'm going through trials or troubles in my life, you know, I always, you know, Psalms 34 is just like my go-to Psalms that I hold on to.
Anyone else who'd like to share?
Pamela, this is Moni.
Hi, Moni. How are you doing?
Hi, doing good. I have a minute, but I just wanted to share that, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 always comes back to me, and it really helps me to get through the good and the bad, knowing that the bad is happening for a reason, and the bad seems bad, but it's ultimately good because there's victory in the end, you know, with God.
Amen.
Yeah, so that really it helps me put myself back in line, you know, when something's happening, and I just remember what God said and how He's working in and through my life, and just, you know, just endure and persevere because I got this. So that's one that really truly helps me all the time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Does anyone else have a go-to scripture?
Hey, this is Tim. I sort of
Hi,
go
Tim.
With what Moni said. In fact, Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorite scriptures, and the part about, you know, prospering you. I think it's not just financial, but that is one of my favorite scriptures, and it brings about a certain amount of calm and amount of patience that, you know, God knows what He's doing. You know, He knows what He has for me, and it's a matter of being patient and waiting, you know, in Isaiah 40, somewhere in there, you know, I'll wait on the Lord. You know, it's very calming for me. I have tried most of my life to be a calmer, laid-back person, you know, working at a radio station that was a quiet storm kind of thing. It helped me in playing smooth jazz and stuff. It has added to a certain amount of peace in my life to be calm, not to be anxious for anything, you know. Jeremiah 29:11 is kind of a thing for me. And I must say, I haven't been through a whole lot of struggles in my life, but still God's Word is what sustains me. The scripture of rejoice, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and what we should rejoice and be glad in it. That tells me no matter what goes on in today, that I should be glad about it because, you know, God says to rejoice in it. And to me, that includes anything and everything that could go on in this life today. You know, and that's a daily scripture. That's every day. That's not, don't rejoice today and then not rejoice tomorrow. And I know sometimes it's hard to muster up the strength and energy to rejoice. And I think that I used to think that rejoice meant I had to be smiling and happy and all day. It doesn't mean that, you know. I think it just means let God work. You know, rejoice that God is working in your life and in the background and in the foreground, you know. But I used to think it meant I had to be exciting and, you know, and smiling all the time. But no, you know, rejoice in the fact when you first wake up, when your eyes open and you thank God and praise Him for waking you up, that is rejoicing. And that's even before you face anything. That's before that person cuts you off on the freeway or somebody at your job makes you mad. You've rejoiced at the very beginning of your day. And so that, to me, is what brings about a peace and a calm. And then at the end of the day, when you look back at your day, when you count your blessings and the success that you've had, have you ever tried to count your blessings, really? It's quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at things that we went through, the anger we had, it really becomes very small and minute at the end of the day when you look back. Somebody you got mad at or you were perturbed with, when you look at it, at the end of the day, it really should not have taken you off your base. It then can be looked at as very simple and small and stupid. You know what I mean? If you take account of a day, and then the next day, you get closer to that meaning of rejoicing, because if you really look at what you did, or if, you know, like I said, if you were angry at somebody, you'll say it's kind of embarrassing. You know, God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. You know, I didn't need to go there. I just let myself go, and then the next day you do better. And that helps to develop that peace, that calm, that rejoicing spirit. And before you know it, the more you practice it, the better you'll be. The less things that will take you off your base. And that's what brings about a life of happiness, no matter what it is. It just takes practice.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. If you don't even take that in consideration, and even if you mess up, you can go to the 10th chapter of Hebrews and see all that he's done for us. That even when we are mess up in a crack up or whatever, the whole 10th chapter of Hebrews brings it all into fruition, why he did what he did for us.
And after all that said and done, eat a slice of sweet potato pie.
Because that'll make everything all right.
It'll make everything all right.
Oh, sweet potato pie.
I know that's right. Would anyone else like to share? I know.
Good morning, Sister Tracy. Good morning.
Hi, Tracy. How are you doing? Good morning.
Hi. Good. Thank you for your declaration. And I just wanted to expound on what he just said. You know, I'm grateful. There's a lot of scriptures that I read that I hold on to, and God's word alone just promises me that he would never leave me nor forsake me, and I have to continue to trust him. You know, when I wake up in the morning and I open my eyes, I'm like, Lord, I thank you. When I'm able to get into the shower with no assistance and get dressed, I say, I thank you. Go downstairs to the kitchen and be able to prepare my meals, I say, thank you. To get into my car, to leave to go to work, and I'll get in my engine and start my engine and it doesn't stall, and I'm able to get from one destination to the next, I say, I thank you. And I'm just really grateful. You know, life experiences on a day-to-day basis keep me very humble, and it keeps I have a lot of gratitude in my attitude today, because when I see the conditions of everything that's going on, and I work in the medical field, and I interact with people on a day-to-day basis, and I'm able to witness to them and minister to them, it just helps me to be thankful, to be really, really thankful. And that's basically it. I'm just really humble, you know. Patience, I'm still praying about that. God, work on my patience. Sometimes we want what we want when we want it, and we need to just wait, because when you move out of the will of God, it's not the right move. So I just wanted to say thank you. Continue to be encouraged, and I'm going back on mute. I'm at work.
Thank you so much for sharing. You're absolutely right. It's all about, you know, just being humble and, you know, being grateful at every area of our life, you know. Like you said, when the car starts, when, you know, whatever it is, you know, to just be grateful. But unfortunately, you know, not everybody does that. And like I said, you know, when we have Thanksgiving, you know, it's like that one day of the year. And, you know, even on that day, people, you know, it tends to be a stressful day, you know, having family and, you know, all kinds of tension that's in the air. But if we could just stop and just begin to look at what God has done for us and just be grateful in all circumstances.
Real quick, just to expound on what you said about family, you know, I embrace that too. Even all the character defects in one household and moody people in one household, I still love it. I'm from the East Coast. My family's back East. I didn't go home this year. I'm a little homesick, but I have amazing people here, you know, that pulled me in like family, and I embrace that too. I love it. I just love it. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Amen. Is there anyone else that'd like to share? Now, looking at Jacob's story, the other thing in that prayer that he prayed, you know, we look at him saying, you know, how he's unworthy and that he's not worthy of everything that God has done for him. And, you know, it just made me begin to realize, you know, so much we take for granted. And life and, you know, how, you know, nothing, you know, should be taken for granted. How, you know, everything God has done is a gift. And, you know, so often, you know, we don't deserve it, but yet there's just this sense or error in our society of entitlement. Like, you know, I worked for it, I deserve it, I did it, you know, and we fail to realize, you know, that, you know, but for the grace of God, you know, we can lose our job in a, you know, blink of an eye. And so many people have, people even on this call who have lost jobs and have recovered their jobs. But, you know, so often, you know, we lose track of that and, you know, we begin to think that, you know, we're the reason why we have what we have. Have anyone experienced that in their life or have had no individuals who have carry about that same attitude or that air of entitlement?
Can you say that again, Pam? Can you explain it again?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Can you ask the question again?
I was saying, you know, society tends to tell us that, you know, we have what we have because we deserve it. We've worked hard for it. And it's kind of that, you know, where we feel entitled to, you know, what we have. And it's not so much where you are acknowledging that it's God who's given you everything that you have. And I was just saying, have you, has anyone ever experienced that in life? Have you experienced being around people who have that type of attitude? Or maybe you yourself at one time in your life felt that way? You know, almost a prideful type of arrogance.
This is Tim again. I know people that are like that way, but they're not believers. The few that come to mind. And when you say society tells us that, I start thinking about, okay, well, who is society? And one of the things that came to my mind is that when we see these award shows, Academies, the Oscars, you know, Dove Awards, stuff like that, when the person comes to the mic after receiving an award, and I look at the amount of people that say, I want to thank God, you know, my family, producer, so on and so forth. And then I look at the people that don't say they thank God, and it's a majority of people that get up and thank their producers and the writers and directors, but they don't thank God. And so I think, and I'm just saying that when we say that society says it, that's that's a part of society that I see that happening a lot, where people are getting these accolades and they don't thank God, but yet have, you know, 100 million people tuned in that just speaking a word like thanking God, or I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where people would hear that and, you know, it could encourage somebody. But I see the media, you know, not doing it. And that's part of society that's included, I think, or would be included in what you're saying, that society tells us that, you know, we did it on our own. So that's just a very interesting fact that I see, that there's so many people still that does not give God the credit that he so richly deserves and has yet an influence on so many people at one time. Because when you don't thank God like that, it influences other people not to thank God. They just, that helps support the fact, the mindset, that they've done it on their own. If so-and-so over there can do it, so can I, because they pull themselves up by their bootstraps. You know, so I just thank God for the people that do get on national TV and thank him first. And there are even some that thank God, and then you kind of look at what they've done, and you kind of like, it seems like it's really, you did that, but you, and you're thanking God. Well, God is going to get his glory regardless. But anyway, that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah, you're right. There are, you know, you have this sense of, you know, like with athletes and celebrities that, you know, they worked hard for what they've accomplished in life, and many of them feel that they have what they have because of, you know, what they did to acquire it, and, you know, never acknowledging, you know, that it's God, you know. God woke you up. God gave you the talent. God, you know, provided you with the means to open the doors for you to have those opportunities that you have. But so often, you know, and like you said, you know, people all over the world are watching this. Our young people are watching this. You know, you have rap artists and singers who sing about it, you know. How they got theirs, and you need to go get yours, and, you know. So it's very prevalent in society. Anyone else that would like to share? Thank you so much, Tim.
It's Didi. Can you hear me, Pamela?
Yeah, Didi. Hi.
Good morning, everybody. I was just going to say, I'm reminded, I think it's a Psalm scripture. One second, let me turn the news down. Some trust in chariots. Some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God. And what I'm learning, and Tim spoke on it, when we look at others, everybody don't believe like we believe. So we have to realize that when we say, and it's a point where I had to, when people, I mean, how do I say it? You know, sometimes you'll hear someone say, oh, they ain't saved, or they don't look saved, or they... We really don't know that, and sometimes we just need to stay in that prayer zone and be thankful that they are acknowledging God, whether they look like or act like they're not, if that makes any sense. So this morning I'm just thankful for the breath of life. I have so much to be grateful for. I wake up every day thankful because today is new, yesterday is over, and no matter what I'm facing, I'm just thankful. I try to have an attitude of gratitude every second because every second is a gift, and we have to just count it all joy, if that makes sense. I always say if that makes sense because sometimes I say stuff that don't make sense to me, but I'm so grateful to God because I know other people on the line can relate to this. If you've been through any storms, if you've been through any hell, if you've been through any tragedy, near-death experience, just life, period, you got to thank them. I don't see how you can't wake up, even if you're facing whatever. We just have to say, God, I thank you for now, for this moment. Yesterday is not promised. I always say, you know, when we say here today, gone tomorrow, it's here today, gone today, because that's how quick these things are going on. So I'm just grateful for Declare Victory. I pray for each and every one of you guys today and this week. And again, Thanksgiving, like you said, Pamela, is more than just thankful for the food and the gathering. It's a thankful heart to God and for Jesus for dying on the cross. I ask that you guys and will just lift me up. I'm going to the doctor this morning. I'm going nervous because I don't know what they're going to tell me, but I know God got me, and I love you all, and have a wonderful day.
And we'll definitely keep you in prayer. And that scripture that you were referring to is Psalms 20, verse 7, and it says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. Thank you so much, Didi, for sharing, and we'll be in prayer for you. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Really quick, I just like to thank God for the strength that he's given me to get through this trying time, and I don't know how many other people, but for me, this is my first time. Met with the funeral director on Friday, Julia Van Hood, and I had to sign the papers to release the body from the coroner's office to the funeral home. And it just really hit me that it's real. And but I'm telling you, God is good, because Julius, who is a minister also, he just, sat with me, he prayed with me, gave me comfort. So I thank God for the prayer line, all the victors on the line, all the declarations, because I don't know how I could have made it with the people that God has blessed me with. And as I prepared to cook for about 50 people on Thursday, I asked God for the strength, because, I learned from one of my mentors, you have to have a clear mind when you cook. You can't just go throwing anything together. And it's, cooking is a gift, but you have to have be in your right mind to cook. So I pray and ask God to clear my mind and settle my heart, because my heart is racing even right now, to be able to prepare a delicious meal for everybody on this Thursday, which is also my birthday. And my brother and I had discussed earlier just this month that he was going to be at my house on Thanksgiving. So when they say here today, gone tomorrow, that's real. And I just want to pray for each and every person that also has lost a loved one. I've never known so many people personally to lose a loved one at the same time. From, Sister Dion, and then my aunt died just last Friday. So we've had two deaths in 3 weeks, and just so many other people. But I keep hearing in my head, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. So that's what's keeping me. So I just ask you guys to just pray for my strength.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. And we definitely will continue to keep you in prayer, as with everyone on the call who, may be going through these holidays alone or without family. I know being here in California myself, it sometimes gets frustrating in the holiday time, when you don't have any family out. Yes, we'll definitely keep you in prayer. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Pam, this is Brother Eric.
Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Good.
First of all, I want to congratulate you on, once again, having a very good declaration. Causes to think. On what Ruth and what little Sister D said, I was thinking one time about Kyle, and he preached a sermon, and it was something like 17,000 miracles a day. And what he was saying was that the average person in a 24-hour period takes about 17,000 plus breaths. And so, just being thankful for the breath of life, like everybody said, because everybody didn't have an opportunity to even take one breath today. There were a multitude of people all around this earth that didn't wake up this morning. And how you were saying how we just take things for advantage, just getting up in the morning and just, being the first to say, thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking me up this morning and for giving me the opportunity to take these 17,000 and to witness these 17,000 plus miracles that allow us to do what we do, whether it's work, whether it's play, whether it's ministry, whether it's recreation. Without those 17,000 plus miracles, we weren't able to do anything. So every second we have is an opportunity for us to be thankful and to give praise to God. Thank you, and God bless everybody.
Wow, that's deep, Eric. Thank you so much for sharing.
Would anyone else like to share?
I just like to go back to what you said about, you know, having to sign her, having to sign to have the body released. And, you know, that's something to think about. Who may have to release their body?
We can barely hear you, honey.
I'm sorry, could you repeat yourself? You're kind of going in and out.
That's okay. Let somebody else speak. I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for... Is there anyone else who'd like to share? Well, I just want to, as we kind of come to the close and wrap up the call, really just want to encourage everybody on the call to just really think about this holiday, think about, you know, just every day, not just the holiday of Thanksgiving, but, you know, just really think about how grateful you are and how, you know, God continues to bless us. You know, Eric talked about those 17,000 breaths and, you know, gifts that he gives us every day. You know, how God continues to bless us day after day after day, moment by moment, second by second. And, you know, not to take it for granted and to, you know, just continue to have that heart and of gratefulness and that heart of thanksgiving. And, you know, I do want to encourage you to, you know, go back and just really study the Word. You know, a lot of us will use scriptures as we're sharing our declaration. And if you want to go back and just really read the story of Jacob, it starts in the 25th chapter of Genesis. And you can kind of start at that point, that where the birth begins. And you can kind of read about the interesting thing that happens, you know, during the birth of Jacob with them being twins. If there's no one else who'd like to share, I'll kind of open it for one more. Anyone else? No? then we'll just close out our call this morning. And don't forget about Marriage Matters. Marriage Matters is this evening, as well as Make It Happen Monday. And, you know, I just really want to encourage you all to just really allow, you know, to just let your life be a demonstration of Christ and let people who you see today
see Christ in you, for you might
be the only Christ that they see. So I just want to encourage you. Amen. God bless you all. Have a very, very blessed day. I love you all.
Amen.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Amen. Have a blessed day. Jesus loves you.
Amen. God bless you.